In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We read today where Jesus goes up to the mountain with James and John and Peter, and he's transfigured. He's transfigured in dazzling white. He's with Moses and Elijah. It must have been one heck of a sight. Just as Moses met God at the mountaintop too, met God there and was forever changed. Moses, as you know, when he met God at the burning bush and at the mountaintop, he had a situation where he couldn't speak. His voice was not as good as it was when he met God. Something happened to him, and his brother Aaron was the mouthpiece for Moses. And that happened from when Moses met God at the burning bush and at the mountaintop, because Moses is one of the few people who've had direct contact with God the Father. And today, in that same situation, that same thing, Jesus is on a mountain. He's with the prophets Elijah. He's with those prophets, and the God the Father comes down and says, "I am well pleased." And Jesus is marked forever. Jesus is the Son of God. And if you read the scripture where it is placed, this is placed before Jesus enters Jerusalem, and triumphantly on a donkey, he enters Jerusalem, but then he ends up being marked and he is crucified. He dies. He is killed. He's murdered. But God uses those things, those marks, for God's purposes. And as we know, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. He was transfigured on that day. God as God's Son. And we need those moments. We need those moments of something that we can't explain. We need those moments where there's something that we know that touches our hearts, that this thing that we call Christianity or believing in God or believing in the Bible, that we know that it is much more than we can figure out. It's much more than a happy rule book. It's the story of God's interaction with humanity and what God gives us that is something to strive for, that is much more than we can know or understand, but it is much greater. And we know it deep down in our heart that we can be transfigured too. We can be transformed too. We can be lifted up more than what we could imagine or know. That there's more to this. That God, that Jesus, God made manifest, God becoming human in Jesus, God giving us God's life through Jesus, touching our hearts, showing us love, showing us forgiveness, showing us reconciliation, showing us how to treat each other in love, showing us how to help others who are in need, showing us all those things. That it means something more. It means that we can be transformed. We can be transfigured. We can grow into God. And God reached down to us through Jesus. And it gives us that hope. That hope that we are much more than what we think we are. That life is much more than just the sum of its parts. That we are a part of something grand. We are a part of God's life. That we are a part of this. It's called hope. That this existence just isn't what's right in front of us. This existence is a part of God's life, a part of something grand, a part of something special, all based in love, and all based in a God who came down to us through the person of Christ, and not as a triumphant warrior king, but as a baby born in the inn, as someone who preached the gospel, as someone who challenged authority, and as someone who was violently put to death. And then someone who broke the chains of that death through rising again, showing us that love conquers all, that Christ conquers all, that God gives us that ability through God's love, through Jesus, to love one another and to grow as a person that is living in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And that's what these stories of transformation, of transfiguration, these miracle stories, it's not just black and white, what you can see. It's us believing that God is so much more than we could ever hope for and imagine. Just as God transfigured Jesus, just as God spoke to Moses, just as God saved perhaps people, the alcoholic or the drug addict or the person who transformed themselves or was transformed, that there's more than just what they're able to do on their own in their own little world. And that we believe in that through the hope and miracle and the power of Jesus Christ, through the power of God, through the power of God's love, and that we are touched through Jesus, who spread his arms out on the hardwood of the cross and gave himself for us as he loved us and teaches us how to love each other as we walk this earth as the body of Christ. Amen.